Here's our MLB analyst, Steve Phillips. What did you make of last night, Steve? I mean, Aaron Boone taking a ton of heat for his bullpen decisions, or lack thereof, not getting the starters out in time in both Game 3 and Game 4. What did you make of the heat that's currently on Boone?
Yeah, I understand it. I really do. I think that, Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox played and managed with a sense of urgency that the Yankees really didn't. I thought in Game 3, you know, series tied at 1, going back to Yankee Stadium, it was Mookie Betts, I think, in the third inning on first base, and Benintendi singled to left field, and Betts went first to third on a base hit to left, and McCutchen kind of got to the ball but didn't really have a sense of urgency about getting it in. Betts took advantage of it, went to third. Benintendi ended up going into second. Then J.D. Martinez with a sack fly, and the next thing you know, they're out to that lead, and they just sort of had this, they're going to make plays to win. And every move Alex Cora made worked. I mean, you know, playing Rafael Devers, he goes 2 for 6, scores a couple runs, drive in a run. Brock Holt, he goes 4 for 6 and hits for the cycle. And then he doesn't play him. Like, who has got the guts to not play the guy who had hit for the cycle in Game 3, play him in Game 4? And Kinsler comes up with a big double in that Game 2. So I think that Boone did not manage with a sense of urgency. He reacted to the game. And what we've seen with managing today is, with analytics, what most teams are doing is they get a guy out before he gets in trouble. They don't react to trouble. And I think that that's where he went. He waited and let Severino get in trouble in that fourth inning in Game 3, and then goes in and takes him out. And then he brings in Lance Lynn, which I didn't understand at all. A guy who's a starter, bring him in with the bases loaded in a situation with runners on when he should start the inning clean. And then I thought he should have gotten Sabathia out. He faces Benintendi, lets him face 5 right-handed hitters in Game 4, gets in trouble. And then they have Robertson warming up. They don't use him. And then when they take Sabathia out the next inning, they bring in Britton, which I didn't understand, because why wouldn't you bring in the right-hander to try to get Alex Cora to start to flip his bench a little bit? Have him bring in Brock Holt and burn Kinsler. Have him bring in Devers and burn Nunez. But he didn't do that either. So, yeah, I thought that Boone got caught up in trying to manage analytics, where the numbers said, oh, yeah, this is the guy to face these guys. But he didn't understand the context and the situation in which he brought the pitchers in, and I think it cost him.
Ultimately, what does that mean for Boone, though? I think Joe Girardi last year had some critical plays where I think it was the end of him, and they basically, the fan base was like, you got to let him go. There were some controversial calls where they didn't agree. I don't think anybody agreed with what he was doing, but, I mean, at the end of the day, what are they going to do with Boone? Nothing, right? It's just
Year. Listen, he's a good manager. He's going to be a good manager. He just, you know, part of the learning curve of being a rookie manager is, one, just learning how to manage the game and situations and big moments and playoff situations and that. But I think even more so now, it's balancing how do you manage analytics and manage game situations and people. So you've got to manage not only the players, but you're managing an analytics department. You're managing the front office, too. And so the game's changed in that way. Cora did a really nice job with it, and his players picked him up and answered. Look, Alex Cora managed the analytics, too. He sat Brock Holt after hitting for the cycle. He called Ian Kinsler and said, hey, you're starting tomorrow for Game 4. And Kinsler's response was, are you sure? Like, you really want to take Brock Holt out after he had 4 hits in the game? But the numbers said that he should be the guy, Kinsler, facing Sabathia, not Holt. So we went with it. And you know what? It worked for him, and it didn't really work for Boone. But I think that Aaron Boone's got to figure out when to say yes and when to say no to the front office and the analytics department, and that's going to take some time.
How do you weigh in on the Dodgers and the Brewers? I heard Rick Sutcliffe the other day saying, the Brewers are my team. I'm going to ride them till the end. I mean, Are they the team to beat? They look awfully good, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers, and how do you weigh in on that?
I think we've got 2 7-game series here. The Dodgers starting pitching is really throwing the ball well right now. Kershaw was great in 8 innings the other day. You know, we saw Hyun-Jin Ryu great in 7 innings of shutout baseball the other day. And so their starting staff, and Buehler's got a great arm, and he's going to bounce back from a tough start against Atlanta. So I look at them and think, all right, even with Rich Hill as their fourth guy, they're set up with good starting pitching. Where the Brewers have the depth of pitching and they have the power arms that can come out of the bullpen, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Craig Counsell manages this series and whether or not he tries to burn the bench. The same similar thing with the depth that the Dodgers have. They've got a lineup to face left-handers and a lineup to face right-handers. And if you can maybe even go with a Brandon Woodruff, who threw 3 shutout innings the other day, to get his left-handed hitters in the game, and then back him up with left-handed pitching, you might force Dave Roberts to go to his bench, and by the end of the game, he doesn't have the batters that he wants to face the bullpen guys that you're bringing in. So it's going to be a great game of cat and mouse managing in this one. Great bullpen for the Brewers, great starting pitching for the Dodgers, two really good offensive teams and two deep and versatile rosters on two teams that can play defense too. It's going to be a fun series. I think it's a seven-game series. I'm picking the Dodgers in seven, and I'm picking the Astros in seven. I think the Red Sox are going to challenge them with David Price being the biggest wild card in that series.
Well, you were just saying you just picked the Astros. It's so tough to win. I thought the Cubs, after they won a few years back, they were going to go on a bit of a run. You can't repeat. It's difficult to repeat. Regardless of who you pick in the West, don't you think it's the Astros to kind of to take it and go on a repeat?
I think Boston or the Astros feel like that team where things are starting to come together. Average seven runs per game against the Indians. The starting pitching that they have can really outpitch every other team of the postseason right now. Verlander and Cole are so good. Keuchel will always keep them in the game, and they've got more options in the bullpen than you think. You know, obviously Osuna at the end of the game, but McCullers is a real weapon with that curveball to neutralize left-handed batters, right-handed batters. You know, I worry about Correa. I wonder about his health, but the analytics part of it is going to be really interesting. And the other thing that's intriguing to me is, you know, in the NFL, we saw Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions beat the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. Alex Cora was the bench coach last year for the Astros. He knows their strengths and weaknesses better than any other opposition that they're going to face. And how that comes into play and how the Red Sox attack the Astros hitters, their lineup, their approach against the pitching will be really interesting to see if there's any benefit added to that. It will be an analytics-based series between those two teams. I think it's going to be closer than people think, but I do give the Astros the edge.
With Steve Phillips, that's why I actually love the position David Price is in, because he's the great intangible hope for me.
Why is he an intangible? He's won one game.
That's my point, is everything's about stats. This guy's regular season, he's off the charts.
How many times has he walked on the mound, you said, is he going to win?
That's my point. Right. That's what I'm saying. He's human. Like, that's that's the point I'm making, is that everyone's like, wow, look at his stats, look at this. He's won in the playoffs, this guy can't pitch. Period, end of story. It's not a sample size thing. This guy, he crumbles in the biggest moment. And I actually like that, because there's a human element to baseball where it's all about the stats, it's all about sabermetrics. Price, I don't care what his numbers look like, I don't think he can pitch in the biggest moments.
Yeah, and they're going to have to wheel him out there and say, win this game.
They probably will at some point. Or do you put him in the bullpen at some point, Steve? Because Boston hates him. They hate him in Boston.
Boston, it's so tough. I think he's got the opt-out in his contract. There's no way he's opting out. Right, he's got $31 million for another 4 years. He's not walking away from that money. So I think he starts. I do. I think they keep him in the rotation. They run him out there, and it may be game four that they send him out, where they maybe have got some flexibility. If they have to go on short rest with Sale, they consider doing something there. But I do think that he probably still stays in that rotation. And I don't know. Maybe his thing is just a Yankee thing that we saw here this first time around in the series. You know, he's had a postseason issue, no question. He's got two postseason wins out of the bullpen. He's been much better, much more aggressive out of the bullpen. But let's put it this way. They went with Sale out of the bullpen. They didn't go with Price out of the bullpen yesterday at Yankee Stadium. So I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. Like, if you love the human element, then you'll want Price in there. And you'll probably want to have Angel Hernandez probably
right.
That umpiring crew there as well.
Get them all in there. All hell can break loose. I would love every second of it.
Steve, we got to fly, but it's just crazy to refer to Price as the guy they might wheel out there. I mean,
$200 million contract.
With his status and his contract, and just say they might wheel him out there, that's like saying they might wheel Brian Hayes out there.
He's a playoff gas can, man. That's what
he is.
It's
a crazy thing about baseball, right? The unpredictability of players, and that's why 7-year contracts for pitchers are nightmares for general managers.
They can be. Enjoy
this weekend,
Steve.
We're going to wheel you out next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Steve Phillips, our MLB analyst.